Good morning, prayer family. We are blessed and anointed with God's favor, to whom we now turn and pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 13. Depression into delight. I'm hurting, O God. Will you forget me forever? How much longer? How much longer must I cling to this constant grief? I've endured the trembling of my soul so long.
Take a good look at me, God. Breathe your life into my spirit. Bring light to my eyes in this pitch black darkness. Lord, I have always trusted in your kindness, so answer me.
I will yet celebrate with passion and joy when your salvation lifts me up. I will sing your song of joy to you, the Most High. In all this, you have strengthened my soul. Those who are godless have no Savior, but I know that I have one in you.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear friends, these are wonderful gifts of the Holy Spirit and describe what it's like to live in the kingdom of God. Remember, we're always trying to be citizens of the kingdom, kingdom living, huh? No further word needs to be said about some of these, like love, total self-giving and self-sacrificing, living in the body of the risen Lord Jesus Christ like we do. Joy, well, that's knowing who you are with all important descriptors like God created me and I'm destined to go to God when I die. I'm married, single, praying, and okay with who I am. That's what we say by joy. Peace is what happens when you quiet yourself in that unshakable calm. So hard today in today's worlds of noise and slavery to materialism. Forbearance, this is tough. Forbearance means patience. It's a great gift, but how to practice it is really hard. Sins against patience are almost always a confessional mainstay. We lose patience when we let stuff aggravate us, huh? When we think foolishly that we control life. What a fantasy that we're in control of life. Practice, it's in God's hands, not mine. God's in control, and patience will be your guide. The next four easy gifts to practice, I think. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. All easily follow from charity, and we know how to do them. And the last one, again, is likened to patience, self-control. This is a tug of war. My self-control personally, you know, is controlling my tongue. By God's witness, it's usually out of my mouth before I can close it. Maybe you have that problem, too. We must convince ourselves that, one, many people don't see life as we do. They're just not as perfect as we are, huh? Or two, we do not have to tell people what we think. Our thoughts are ours, and they probably won't get it anyway. And so it makes no sense to attempt the impossible trying to tell them what we think. So practice self-control. Shut your mouth. In all this, not one of these great gifts that the Spirit gives us looks at the past. Quit looking in the rearview mirror. Nothing back there, no law, can keep you from living these gifts. With these gifts, you know, you live in the kingdom today. And so today, be kind to somebody. Practice one of those gifts. And being kind may mean keeping your mouth shut. God bless you.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we have spent together listening to your good word and worshiping your name. As we leave this space today, may we be committed to worshiping and serving you in our daily lives. Lord, show us ways that we can bless each other each and every day. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day, everyone. See you tomorrow, and stay blessed.